First of all, I'd like to thank the organizers of this event and Madam Chair. We must keep the crisis of police brutality in the front of public and policymakers. We cannot allow this stain to continue, this literal stain of blood on the social contract. Because law enforcement abuse of human rights plays out at the local level, at the hands of local officials, we sometimes just simply don't see the breadth of the crisis. Our condition is like that of Black people across Southern states in the 1960s, whose right to vote was routinely denied in the US. Then the right to vote for Black citizens were blocked by the local county register or the election department. But that right is guaranteed in the Constitution. And Martin Luther King, Fannie Lou Hamer, John Lewis, and others rightly demanded a national response to the ongoing massive violation of our constitutional right to vote. The people killed by police almost daily in our country, we should remember, have not been convicted of any crime, and certainly not one punishable by death. Should our right to life, liberty, and equal justice under law be denied by any police officer with a gun or by any one of the district attorneys in the 3,000 counties of the United States? Does the Constitution not apply to every one of those counties? The civil rights generation says it does, and so do we. I strongly believe that a robust international accountability mechanism would support and completement, not undermine, efforts to dismantle systemic racism in the United States, including by the Biden administration. We are seeking international solidarity in our struggle, which is also your struggle. In bringing the crisis to the United Nations, we are reminded that the last campaign of Malcolm X was to bring the struggle of Black people in the United States to the international arena of human rights. Malcolm X was nothing if not a realist when it came to the issue of justice of Black people, but the international community lifted his hope. I'd like to share quickly with you that hope, which is our hope, also in Malcolm's own words in 1964. After 300 years of slavery and caste oppression, unmitigated terror, torture, physical and otherwise, we, which continues today, though opposed by every means possible of human conception, we feel the United Nations must give a hearing to the plight of Black Americans. After years and years of supplication, petitioning, pleading, and agitation for affirmation of basic human rights, all to no avail, we see no recourse but to put our case to you, the representatives and delegates of the United Nations. We come to you because we see you in your deliberations and debates and the courts which often issue forth, where and how the conscience of mankind can be utilized as an invaluable aid in righting wrongs and securing peace and understanding and well-being. We see the United Nations as the institution wherein world opinion and conscience of mankind can be appealed to. Mothers Against Police Brutality stands in this tradition, appealing to the world opinion and the conscience of mankind to help us in this struggle for justice. Thank you.